Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great and important and significant and meaningful and turning point day for Donald J. Trump. Why? Because the jury in the ongoing E. Jean Carroll case is right now, even as we're speaking, it is deliberating on how much to assess President Trump. The E. Jean Carroll forces want over $20 million more. And what do they want it for? For punitive damages and compensatory damages and damage that allegedly was done by two E. Jean Carroll, by President Trump, just even in a short period of time, putting out 100 different postings on social media, basically trashing her. And why is that inappropriate? Because there had been a previous legal proceeding awarding E. Jean Carroll, who's a former columnist, she's 80 years old, she claims that she was sexually assaulted by President Trump. She also claims she was raped by President Trump. In the previous legal proceeding, the rape charge was held to be unproved, but the assault charge was very much held to be true. There's also a judgment by the International Court of Justice. It's a judgment that has been viewed as something of a split decision. The headline for the Associated Press News is ICJ, International Court of Justice, genocide case. A world court demands Israel limit deaths. Or on Axios, they have the headline, ICJ tells Israel to take steps to prevent genocide in Gaza, does not order ceasefire. So what does that mean? We will be getting to that. We will also bring you the very latest, because the situation in the courtroom where Mr. Trump appeared yesterday, he testified for 3 minutes. His testimony was underwhelming, but he was muttering as he was walking out of the courtroom. Well, not muttering, saying it so basically everyone could hear, this is not America, this is not America, suggesting that him being sued by someone who believes that she was defamed based on lies, and that is the essence here. The court determined that Trump was lying when he talked about denying having sexually assaulted her. The judge has finished giving the jury instructions. He's asked both E. Jean Carroll and Trump's lawyers to stay close by as they await a decision. Kaplan said that if the jury does not decide by 4:30 p.m. today, the court will take a break for today and then they'll put it off tomorrow. The court began deliberating at 1:40 p.m. That's Eastern time, of course, today. That's just a couple of hours ago. Donald Trump stormed out of the closing arguments, leaving the courtroom while an attorney representing E. Jean Carroll spoke. He then returned to hear his own attorney, Alina Habba, speak. That didn't go particularly well. A jury found Trump liable last year for sexually abusing Carroll in a New York department store in the 1990s and defaming her after she wrote about the incident. The current trial focuses only on what damages Trump will have to pay for defaming Carroll. She's seeking at least $10 million in compensatory damages and an unspecified amount in punitive damages. The jury could reach a verdict as early as today. Prosecutors and Trump's lawyers concluded testimony yesterday after the former president briefly took the stand and called Carroll's accusation false. The trial is being presided over by U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan, and it's kind of confusing because the attorney, lead attorney for E. Jean Carroll is also named Kaplan, but it's Robert Kaplan and it's no relation. 1-800-955-1776. President Trump sent out this short video about the trial, just to bring you up to date on the point of view from Team Trump. Listen.
I don't even know who this woman is. I have no idea who she is, where she came from. This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful. You have somebody running for office. You have a woman that's financed and lied about it. She totally lied about it by Democrat operatives, like just about the biggest one there is. And she said that wasn't true. They found that she lied about it. And the judge wasn't even, I guess, letting it be put in as evidence. The whole thing is a scam. And it's a shame. And it's a disgrace to our country.
Okay, now, if he has been in trouble, and having to deal with this law case means he's been in trouble, this is recently a report that he's paid, actually, and he doesn't always pay his lawyers. He doesn't always pay people who work for him. That's one of his characteristics. But there's a report that he has paid Alina Haba more than $2.5 million so far in legal fees for her work on cases this year. Now, that's a lot of money. And for him to talk about this as an abyss, in other words, what does President Trump believe? And I would ask this of any of his supporters or people who are really deeply sympathetic for President Trump in this regard. In other words, given the fact that this lady writes a book, she makes the case that President Trump assaulted her back in the 1990s. President Trump reacts to that and says it's not true. It's fine for him to do that, but when he calls her names and he says, oh, she's not my type, and basically suggests that this entire thing is a lie, she then turns around and sues for defamation, as he would have to expect. Should the court reject that cause of action for defamation? And now it goes through these. But the point over here is that if President Trump wanted to get rid of this case, he could have settled with her, I would imagine. The idea that this represents an abyss for our country, talking about an abyss, how about the United Nations? The United Nations Organization for Palestinian Refugees, that's United Nations Relief and Welfare Administration, has fired a dozen staffers over claims they took part in the October 7th Hamas terror attacks on Israel. This was what the UN said today. Israeli authorities handed over the information alleging that 12 United Nations Relief and Works Agency employees were involved in the murderous rampage in southern Israel, the agency's Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini said. To protect the agency's ability to deliver humanitarian assistance, I have taken the decision to immediately terminate the contracts of these staff members and launch an investigation in order to establish the truth without delay. The U.S. immediately cut funding to the agency in the wake of the allegations surfacing, the State Department said, making a significant reversal from the Biden administration's previous strong support for UNRWA, for the United Nations Relief and Welfare Administration. We will get to the latest on that. An NYU professor saying the Hamas atrocities were fake. They never really happened. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here. This is the Michael MedVet Show.
And don't forget, speaking about MedHead number one, you can get a MedHead number half price off. We're having a flash sale. This is coming up to the conclusion of the Flashpoint. But a flash sale where you can get a full MedHead subscription, which gives you access for on-demand listening to our show or to live streaming or to any other way you want to consume the show or some of our materials that we make available, that's all available at half the normal price. The price now would be $29.95 for a year. That comes to about $2.50 per month. You just go to michaelmedved.com. It's very easy. Punch the promo code MEDHEAD, and you're able to benefit from this, actually, for us, unprecedented flash sale. We're also coming up. We're going to be speaking to a writer for The Hill, Niall Stanage, who has put together a collection of the five factors that are likely to decide the Biden-Trump race. That assumes, of course, we're going to have a Biden-Trump race. We're also going to be speaking to Molly Ball of the Wall Street Journal, who says, what do Republicans want? They want pure, uncut Trumpism. So the question is, what does that mean exactly? What does it mean in relation to the ongoing problems that Elena Haba, the president's attorney, and the president himself have been having in the courtroom? The one of the dramatic confrontations that took place today was that Elena Haba was... I said Hobbit. No, it should be Haba. But what Elena Haba faced from Judge Kaplan was she was told if she didn't stop challenging his rulings, and which he had already explained again and again and again, that she was going to face the possibility of time in the lockup. He used the term lockup. And she responded to that with an expletive that you don't normally hear in court when you're trying to win a case. But this is with the jury now, and the jury presumably didn't hear all of that. The basic situation, and it's very important concerning another court case, but it's a court case that's very different from what's going on between President Trump and E. Jean Carroll. This is a Trump court case involving the International Court of Criminal Justice and the World Court. The International Court of Criminal Justice today ordered Israel to take urgent action to prevent genocide in Gaza, but it stopped short of ordering the Israeli military to halt its offensive in the enclave completely. The ICJ, this is from Axios, known as the World Court, also ordered Israel to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza to take effective measures to prevent and punish incitement to genocide, and to submit a report to the court within a month on what the actions it has taken to comply with the order. This decision was only on the request from South Africa, which brought the case for provisional measures, not the merits of the genocide charge. South Africa, in a statement, called the decision, quote, a decisive victory for the international rule of law and a significant milestone in the search for justice for the Palestinian people. Now, one of the questions that a lot of people have had, and it's a question that's raised on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, and good for them, is why is South Africa involved with this? In other words, it's not as if South Africa has had some kind of deep or meaningful relationship with the Palestinian people, or that the South African government associates Jewish people generally with their enemies. In fact, here's what the Wall Street Journal wrote. Is South Africa is acting as a mouthpiece for Hamas, but the world should ask why. And this is amazing. No Arab nations signed up to accuse Israel in this far-fetched legal spectacle. Jews who fought alongside Nelson Mandela to end apartheid in South Africa now feel they are living in hostile territory in their own land. What they're talking about is the very major Jewish community that has existed for over 100 years in South Africa. Now, that community is not as big as it once was because there are many South African Jews who have left. And many live in the United States. There are major communities of South African Jews in places like San Diego. Toronto has a very major community, Los Angeles. The idea is that the Jewish community in South Africa almost entirely voted to stop the apartheid oppression and aligned itself, and many of Nelson Mandela's strongest collaborators in terms of trying to end the apartheid system, which was profoundly evil, happened to be Jewish people in South Africa. And some of them are still there. And by the way, full disclosure, my sister-in-law, one of my brothers, married a young lady from Cape Town, African-American, being that she's from South Africa, but part of the Jewish community in Cape Town, South Africa. And by the way, wonderful sister-in-law we have. But they go on in the Wall Street Journal, they say that South Africa is casting itself as a moral voice of humanity, but don't be fooled. The African National Congress, that's the ruling party, that's the Nelson Mandela party, is facing a national election and voter outrage over energy issues and routine blackouts. Its sudden effort to grab a spotlight at the International Court of Justice is a choreographed distraction from the country's domestic politics. I see. So this is a political stunt. That's why South Africa is bringing this case, not any of the Arab nations that claim to be representing the Palestinians. The case cheapens the meaning of genocide and makes it harder for nations like Israel to defend themselves against terrorists or invaders. That's what the Wall Street Journal says. So how will foreign policy issues and other factors influence the outcome of what is due to be a very close, hard-fought election, if it ends up being between Trump and Biden? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and just stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the economy is strong and should continue to grow in a positive direction. Yellen sat down with ABC News and told Elizabeth Schultz that's how she sees things. She went on to say there's no obvious reason why the country would enter into a recession. While President Joe Biden was busy talking about Bidenomics and his successes, social media was busy having him for lunch over his extended gaffe yesterday at the Earth Rider Brewery in Superior, Wisconsin. That's where he gave a speech on the economy and seemed to lose track of what he was saying a few times. Donald Trump took the stand in his own defense yesterday in Manhattan in the civil defamation trial against him. Closing arguments were expected this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Niall Stanage is the White House columnist for The Hill. His reported column, The Memo, focuses on the Biden White House, the 2024 election, which we're in the midst of, and national politics. And Niall, who's joined us before, has a new column about the five factors that will determine the outcome of this election. You're assuming at this point, of course, and you acknowledge this in your column, that it's extremely likely that this becomes a race between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
That's exactly right, Michael. I think at this point in time, it's very difficult to see any other Republican nominee than Mr. Trump, given his clear victories in the first couple of contests. And obviously, President Biden doesn't really face a serious primary challenge. I mean, we can get on to the topic of the age of both men, if you like, and that could, of course, have some impact. But assuming they stay in reasonably good health, I would expect this November to be a rematch between the two of them.
Well, the first factor you mention, of course, is the economy. And as I'm sure you've noticed, most people who pay attention have noticed, the economic news the last couple of weeks has been ranging somewhere between very good and excellent. And is it possible that the economy could actually turn around and rather than being the main basis for a Republican campaign nationwide, could actually turn around if things continue to improve and help the Democrats?
It is possible, and clearly both the White House and the Biden re-election team are fervently hoping that it happens. You're quite right in that the most recent data, including for overall economic growth, is very positive and suggests the so-called Goldilocks economy that economists are so eager to talk about at times, the idea that it's just about right. It seems that the Federal Reserve may indeed be in the process of pulling off the so-called soft landing, having lowered inflation rates without crashing the economy into recession. The point that you're well aware of, Michael, and that I make in the piece, is that so far, public sentiment does not comport with these very positive statistics, and most people seem to feel that the economy is not doing well, and consequently, they have a dim view of President Biden's economic record.
Well, part of this, and this doesn't really have to do with media bias, what it has to do with is the core instinct of the news business to deliver bad news. The economy doesn't get much attention as an issue if things are percolating along. I mean, people don't go out and celebrate every day. But when things go wrong, when there is a 9% inflation rate as opposed to the 2% inflation rate we're back to now, when that happens, then people are very aware of it. So, in a sense, to any extent in which a recovery is slowed or we have evidence moving in the other direction, that, of course, would be a very big factor and would be very damaging to President Biden. You mentioned in your column that when asked about his ability to handle the economy, there's almost no confidence in President Biden. It's something that's going to hurt his campaign. You have then, as a second factor, fit for office, the questions about Trump's behavior and Biden's age. Which behavior by President Trump do you have in mind? This goes beyond the behavior in the courtroom today and yesterday.
It does indeed. I mean, Nikki Haley obviously has been making the attack on the former president that he brings chaos along with him, and I think it's difficult to dispute that charge, though of course some people vote for him anyway and embrace the chaos. But I do think that there was certainly toward the latter part of his presidency a fatigue with that chaos. Then we had January the 6th. That day, I think, still reverberates very strongly in many people's minds. Obviously, the former president was impeached for his role in that, though he was subsequently acquitted by the Senate. And it still hangs over him in a legal sense. So that in itself is a major issue. And then you add to it his capacity, or in fact his eagerness, to engage in fairly incendiary rhetoric, referring to opponents as vermin, talking about the idea of his candidacy could be a vehicle for retribution. That, I think, may appeal, of course, to his MAGA base, but it turns a significant number of Americans off as well.
Do you think that there is any chance that making the integrity of the election of 2020, the fact that people... the great majority of Americans, if you look beyond the Republican ranks, believe that the election was legitimate, that Joe Biden was properly elected as president. Is there any way that President Trump, by emphasizing the sense of a stolen election, a conspiracy against him, is that going to help him win?
That's a great question, and not one that I've heard framed in that way before. I don't necessarily think it is, because I don't think it helps him expand his constituency beyond what he already has. It is a bit of a truism of American politics that elections tend to be about the future, about how you can improve people's lives, or at least move the nation in the right direction. And setting aside the fact that the 2020 election was indeed legitimate, the argument that Trump is making is a backward-looking argument by its very nature. So that, I think, is not something that wins you any more votes than you already have, if you're Donald Trump.
And you also mentioned the Hamas-Israel war as a factor that could influence the election. This is almost entirely a big negative for Joe Biden, isn't it? Because it splits the Democratic base. The Republican base seems to be fairly united in supporting Israel in this war. Divisions are on the Democratic side. You win elections, right, by uniting your side and dividing the other side. What can President Biden do about that to counteract any negative impact from his support for Israel?
Not very much, in my view, and therein lies the problem. You have outlined the nature of the problem very well. Republicans are, for the most part, very emphatically behind Israel and almost monolithically so. That is not the case at all in the Democratic Party. And, you know, to be fair to President Biden, the difficulty he faces is that it is an almost unsoluble dilemma. You do have particularly older Democrats, particularly people of Joe Biden's generation, who are very pro-Israel. You have a younger, more left-wing cohort who are very sympathetic to the Palestinian cause, and how you unite that or navigate that is not at all clear to me, because it is literally a cause of life and death. It is a cause that is dominating the news, and every inch you move toward one side is an inch away from the other side. And I do think it has real political dangers for Biden and the Democrats, not least its capacity to potentially depress Democratic turnout.
I was reading about the situation in Michigan, which is one of those swing states that is going to decide the election for sure. 16 electoral votes. There are 200,000 Arab Americans in Michigan, and one of the reasons that Joe Biden is running well behind in Michigan is because those Arab Americans who went for him overwhelmingly last time are now resolved to stay home. Not so much to go over to the Trump side, but to stay home, which would be enough to give a crucial state to Donald Trump. Niall Stanage, appreciate your point of view and your information. Molly Ball is a Wall Street Journal columnist who says that what Republicans really want is undiluted, uncut, pure Trumpism. What does that mean? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show. I'm pleased to welcome to the show Molly Ball of the Wall Street Journal. She is the senior political correspondent for the journal, covering campaigns, the White House, Congress, political personalities, and policy debates all across America. And her most recent piece is that the GOP wants pure, uncut Trumpism. That was the message that Molly Ball discerned in the run-up to and the results of both the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. Molly, let me ask you at the very beginning here, what is pure, uncut Trumpism? What are its main characteristics?
Hi, happy to be here. Well, look, I think the point I wanted to make in this article was that Republican primary voters have been offered in this process many, many variations and alternatives on Trump himself, right? They've been offered sort of a modified or a fusionist Trumpism in the form of a Ron DeSantis. They've been offered more traditional conservative alternatives like a Mike Pence or a Nikki Haley. They've been offered anti-Trump candidates like Chris Christie. And they've passed them all up and said, no, they want the real thing. They want, as I termed it in that rather colorful headline, the pure, uncut, original product. And at least so far, that's the verdict that's been rendered.
Does that pure, uncut, traditional product involve somebody who's in court all the time arguing with judges, condemning our court system as an abyss? Today was a pretty rough day, I think, for President Trump. We're all awaiting a jury verdict that should come down by the end of the day on the latest E. Jean Carroll trial. Is this part of the Trumpism? People love the idea of somebody who's constantly on trial and battling back against this corrupt authority?
That's certainly seems to be the case, you know, and having been to many, many, many Trump rallies over my time covering him since he first became a candidate, and I went to several, you know, in Iowa and New Hampshire in the run-up to these last votes, it really is striking the extent to which Trump has metabolized this onslaught from the legal system as part of his platform, and the extent to which at least, you know, the kind of people who go to Trump rallies, his most devoted followers, really do see that as part of his appeal, not a bug, but a feature. They believe that he is being beset and attacked and victimized by the corrupt deep state, and they love him for fighting back against it, and they're glad to see him doing that. And so, you know, as you mentioned, he was in court yesterday. He's probably got a lot of court dates in his future in the next, you know, 10 months of this incredibly long slog of a campaign that we're all in for. And he talks about it constantly, you know, on the stump in these rallies. He's not, you know, I think the traditional politician approach would be when something like this is happening to you, you don't mention it and you hope people forget about it. But he spends quite a bit of his monologue talking about all of these cases and laying out what he believes is going on, and people really eat it up.
One of the things that you talk about is the inevitability of Donald Trump becoming what they wanted to call at the RNC, the Republican National Committee, the presumptive nominee. When you look ahead over the next several months, it won't be till high summertime. The summertime actually sounds pretty good right now, but it won't be till summertime that these conventions take place and he actually formally wins the nomination. Is there anything that you see that could go wrong for Trump's glide path to the Republican nomination?
Well, of course, and I didn't mean to make a prediction there, simply to, you know, give readers a realistic sense of where this is likely to be headed. But it isn't quite inevitable. But it is hard to see a path, at least in the electoral process, that prevents him from being the nominee. I mean, as many have noted, the immediate contests ahead, South Carolina, Super Tuesday, they look very promising for Trump. And so as much as, you know, Nikki Haley and her supporters and donors appear to be invigorated by her second place showing in New Hampshire, it's just very hard to see, looking ahead in the calendar, where she could notch a win, and it's very hard to win without winning. So it's not inevitable, but you know, you've been following politics for a long time. You know that this isn't really about delegate counts or you know, the number of votes. It's about momentum, and it's about it's about pathways, and it's hard to see any pathway in the calendar ahead. Now, the legal stuff is different, and we don't know where that's headed, and this is all very unprecedented. But I don't want to speculate on where that could go, because we just don't know.
What about the issue of the border? And I'm not now talking about how much it's going to damage Biden, because I think the answer to that is plenty. But I'm talking about the issue of the border and Trump with this potential for Trump single-handedly undoing this painfully assembled border intensification deal between Republicans and Democrats, put together with the emergency aid to Ukraine in particular. If that falls apart, could that work to harm Trump in terms of perceptions of the GOP base?
It's certainly possible. I don't know about the Republican base. You know, I think they're likely to view, they certainly view Trump as strong on this issue and are likely to believe him when he says that, you know, he would be better off holding out for what he could do as president. But you already hear in Washington a lot of people, including a lot of Republicans, saying that this is too urgent a situation to put it off for another year, that this is too urgent a situation for Republicans not to get the best deal that they can, considering that the majority of the government is controlled by the Democrats. So this is a live issue. It's something I'm following with great interest, because you do have a lot of quite conservative Republicans who have been working in good faith to give Democrats really an off-ramp from an issue that, as you said, damages them very much as well. So we're already hearing a lot of talk about, you know, and a lot of anger, I think, at Trump for trying to derail this. Now, of course, there are others who certainly support his approach and say that Republicans shouldn't go along with this type of compromise. So we'll just have to see which camp is larger.
What's the best answer you've heard Trump or his associates give to the challenge of, okay, you were president for 4 years, you didn't build the wall, you said you would? That's basically been an attack from Nikki Haley. What's the best answer for the pro-Trump forces on that issue?
Well, interestingly, Trump claims that he did build the wall. Now, you know, and I know that that's not true, but that's never stopped him before, and it isn't stopping him now. He claims that the fussy fact checkers have gotten this wrong, and that he did, in fact, he built a few miles of barrier, but he spends quite a bit of time on this in his stump speeches, and what he claims is that, you know, they credit him for renovation rather than for building, if there was any kind of structure there to begin with. So there's some sort of loophole that's been claimed where, you know, it was only renovated and it wasn't actually built. I don't think that he has a leg to stand on here, but he does
if the wall went up, if the wall was built, how come it isn't working now?
I think that's a fair question, and if you get a chance, you should ask him.
Unfortunately, he hasn't been eager to engage in conversation.
Is that right?
Here. Yeah, that's absolutely right. In terms of Nikki Haley, she appears to have made a decision to go tougher on Trump. Right decision for her?
Well, it's the last chance she has, but I think it's really interesting that, you know, I think a lot of people were expecting that she might pull a Ron DeSantis and see the writing on the wall and get in line. But she's decided to go for broke, and a lot of the Republicans who don't love Trump have commend her for it, and there seems to be a real new spring in her step now that she's decided to go all in. So we'll see if it gets her anywhere in South Carolina, but there certainly is a new energy compared to the Nikki Haley that we saw even, I think, a week ago in New Hampshire.
Well, I find that very encouraging. Molly Ball, appreciate your taking the time. She's the author of Pelosi, which is a best-selling biography of the first female Speaker of the House. And that was who Trump had in mind when he talked about the totally bogus allegation of her turning down 10,000 troops on January 6th. And being responsible for security lapses then. It wasn't Nikki Haley in any event. Molly Ball, appreciate it. Wish you the very best for the new year and best for all of us in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.